This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Carl Wetherill. I'm from a town called Sleaford in Lincolnshire, and I'm on the Level 2 Technical Certificate 6129 for plumbing.
This is D4TS Radio, and today we're joined by Carl, who's from a beautiful town, which I've been to. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi. So, Carl, tell us a bit about you then. What's been your career up to date?
Very varied. First of all, I started as a trainee QS with a construction company, which their maturity or immaturity, should I say, took over slightly.
Oops.
And we took a detour into the Royal Marines. Didn't enjoy that as much because I was away from the family, because the wife that was then, she said that she was pregnant, so I felt my responsibilities were at home, so came back home. And from then, I've been in the builder's merchant side of sales, etc., on on a local basis around where I live.
Okay, that's beautiful. So how did you bump into Train for Trade Skills?
A Google search, really, searching all the possible avenues of trying to get there, whereas a lot of colleges want to take the younger generation on and are able to do sort of a day release or a week at a time release down to a local college. Unfortunately, with me working and having commitments with elsewhere with family and house, etc., that wasn't flexible for me.
But out of interest, did you find that working in a trades-based supplier actually helped you when you started with the course?
It's helped me a lot, because anything I need with working around a counter environment, behind a counter environment, going out, what I do now is outside, sales rep outside, seeing customers. I can see things actually in sight, talk to plumbers that are on site.
Mm-hmm.
And build from their knowledge and experience to help me understand better things that I've read in modules, etc.
Then when you brought this knowledge from basically work into the practical training, how did you find it?
Fairly easy, actually, because I'm a practical person anyway. Prior to coming on this course and everything, I did a full bathroom suite at my previous address when I lived with a wife who used to live with her. So I'd got the experience on there. I'd helped my granddad put his bathroom suite in. We've put radiators in and changed taps, etc., at mum and dad's. Mm-hmm. So I've got a little bit of experience behind me as well. So never sort of frightened to take anything new on.
And how different did you find your interpretation of putting the bathroom in, maybe with, you know, tips for doing things quicker and other things that you do when you've been trained? How did that compare to what you'd done before?
It showed I was a complete amateur. That's what it showed me.
Oh, dear. So when you go back, it's going to be a restart and a rethink, is it?
To an extent. Now, the bathrooms that we did were sort of 3 or 4 years ago now, but certainly sort of things like putting isolation valves in, distances, how to bend pipe properly instead of just using a flexi tap connector and things like that, were it certainly made me more aware of what I'm now capable of doing.
Good. And so what's the big game plan for you in the long term?
At the minute, so the reason I first took on the course was down to me not enjoying my role at a different merchant that I'm at now. So I'd sold the property that I used to live with a wife. So I got a bit of money. So I paid for the course. And my intentions were then to go full-time plumbing on my own after I completed the course. But now I've changed merchants back to another merchant, which I thoroughly enjoy. At this present moment in time, I'm thinking that I'm not going to go down the plumbing full-time route, but what I'm trying to use it for is to hopefully emigrate over to Canada later on. But if things take a downturn, cause you never know what your circumstances will, then maybe I'll go down the plumbing route in the UK.
Well, whichever route you take, sir, it's been a great pleasure talking to you, and I do wish you all the best whichever way round. Take care.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.